This petition is really because there's this new area that has been completely destroyed, and we have a mass displacement of people. Nearly 3,000 people we have registered who have already been displaced, and they have reached this area in the territory of Uvira called Boigera, who have no protection from the MONUSCO, from the government. Some of them are still missing. We don't know how many people die yet because some people are still missing. And we are very worried of this displacement of people in one area, 3,000 people in one area. And from our past experience, whenever the Banyamulenge had flee conflict like this and they have been resettled in one area, that means they're very exposed to massacres. And that's the case of Gatumba. Myself, I'm a survivor of that. And it's a case also for the Mikenke, where last year, the displaced people under the UN protection, again, the camp was attacked. We are very concerned that this could also happen again, on top of already, the mass fleeing of people. But where they are, we are very concerned of their security.
But the government is saying that, well, they have put in effort, including, getting help from MONUSCO as well as the AFRDC to try to resolve some of these concerns you are expressing. Why do you disagree that the government is doing enough about this?
Well, I disagree because one of the initiatives that the government has done was the inter-community dialogues. And that has happened for the past 2 years. But they have been unsuccessful. That is their, it has been their strategy to resolve the conflict, plus the military interventions. So the dialogues had failed. The military interventions, you have military leaders who have been complicit and sometimes being on the side of attackers and sometimes handing over ammunition to Maimai. Those things have happened.
People say those things are just mere allegations, that there's no proof of that.
We do have proof of it, and it has been documented by the UN group of experts and other monitoring agencies in the region. So we do have proof of that, and it has happened. We actually have called for some of those commanders to be sanctioned, let alone be muted and taken to other places. But those commanders are still in Minembwe, for example. And one more thing, with the new conflict in Uvira territory, which is far from Minembwe, you have an area of 150 kilometers that was attacked, and there was no FRDC to be seen, no MONUSCO to be seen. And the attackers came, burned the villages, took over all the herds, the cattle, and they chased out the villagers. Those who were able to escaped. But you see, there's no interventions really. So I'm not sure who said and what they said that they have done. They have not done not enough.
What can the UN Secretary General do, coupled with what you are asking for, the international community's intervention to stop this conflict? What can these two organizations do?
Well, the reason why we continue to petition them, it is one of the MONUSCO is one of the biggest peacekeeping mission on their plate, really. And they're the ones that are tasked to make sure the civilians are safe. We are just making sure that we're reminding them, because this is it's within their agenda. So even though we know that in the past petition they haven't done anything, but there's still time. There's still time. Those 3,000 people need to be protected where they are. They need food and shelter. They need medical supplies, and they need to also return home. They need to return home. So somehow this other place that is now near their home, that are empty and burned, somehow the government need to send a military deployment there and make sure that they chase out all the Maimais and the foreign forces. MONUSCO needs to ensure that people can safely return. I don't think that's going to happen soon, but at least they can secure the civilians where they are right now. in Boigera. They need food. They need protection. I'm very, very concerned that they could be attacked and massacred where they are. And it has happened twice to us. In the history, it doesn't look good. So we don't want the history to repeat them itself. That is why we're reminding them, we are petitioning them to do something different this time.